Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer. For 1 week only, buy one, get one. To order, go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code HOWIEBOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We've always said that these decisions are going to have to be made at the local level, and that policies at the local level will look at local cases. They'll look at how local hospitals are doing. They'll look at local vaccination rates.
Hey, this is local?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm going to ask you just one more time, and it's local.
It is.
If they'll not help, if these governors won't help us beat the pandemic, I'll use my power as president to get them out of the way.
Local man is liar. Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We have seen hate symbols. We have seen the Confederate flag. We have seen many American flags. We have seen swastikas.
Wait, that tick.
I smell a rat on that. I don't see anything like that. There's no hate here that I've seen.
Until the coronavirus is resolved, criminals take a break. Okay? Stay home. Okay? Stay home. So everybody chill.
Everybody be cool. You be cool.
You're locking up my toothpaste.
Swamp swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. If you've been watching on Rumble, I've changed my clothes. And I'm back in my Elon College Fighting Christians sweatshirt here. But we're just doing some test runs for Newsmax, and that's why I was dressed up. Do you like me in a coat and tie again, briefly with the American flag rather than the show logo? Let me know. Just text Howie to 63566, and I'm back with the phones now instead of the IFB. So, but I'm happy to do it. I like doing the stuff for Newsmax, and I like doing this show, and I like doing it for Rumble, and I like doing the podcast. I just like being above ground, basically. 844-500-4242. I want to talk about the truckers a lot this hour, but I think the first thing we should do is go through some of these Joe Biden cuts, because we're going to be tied up for the rest of the day, and I don't want to leave any of this stuff on the floor. And, you know, again, Lester Holt, not the most probing interviewer there is in America. And Joe Biden jumps ugly with him and gets angry when he asks him.
Are you a junkie?
that was earlier when he asked. He asked another black guy if he was a junkie. But this now, you know, this was Lester Holt. He just called him a wise guy. Which I guess that's better than what he called Peter Ducey, which was a stupid SOB. But, you know, he did have some problems. I don't know how many more of these one-on-one interviews he can really do. Every one is just incrementally and sometimes more than incrementally worse than the last one.
You might say exponentially.
Some of them are incrementally worse. Others are, you're right, exponentially worse than the previous one. Let us start off with Joe having a geographic problem here. Cut 11.
And there was no way we were ever going to unite Afghanistan. No way that was going to happen.
Mr. President, can you put that answer in the form of a question? What's a question, he would say. All right. Man. One thing, they always say never answer hypotheticals. If you go to candidate school, you know, for whatever office you're running for, the person, the consultant, or just someone who's run for office before who you know, will say never answer a hypothetical question because it's just going to get you into trouble. People don't – it can be used against you later on. So here he is talking about getting Americans out of Ukraine, and I mean this is just total nonsense. The entire answer that he comes up with. First of all, he says, "I told him if he's going to invade Ukraine, he better leave the Americans alone." Now, once a war breaks out, you know, the plans don't mean anything. Everything that can go wrong is going to go wrong. It's Murphy's Law. I mean, the guy's 80 years old. He was in the Senate for close to 50 years. Doesn't he know anything? I mean, seriously, doesn't he know how things work? I mean, you don't have to be in the Senate to know this stuff. All you got to do is read, like, basic history books. All you got to do is read the internet or the newspapers, and you know that once things start happening. Cut six.
What scenarios would you put American troops to rescue and get Americans out?
There's not. That's a world war. When Americans and Russians start shooting at one another, we're in a very different world than we've ever been in.
Not even on behalf of simply evacuating Americans?
No. How do you do that? How do you even find them?
Why are you even talking about this? Remember when they used to do the radio addresses, the presidents, every Saturday morning, and Reagan made a joke, the bombs start in 5 minutes? And it was a joke, and his voice was lilting. And this guy's just speculating about a shooting war between Russians and Americans. So listen, now this is the even crazier one next. This is when he says he's told, If you're going to start a war, you better not shoot any Americans. Like anyone can make that decision.
Well, at least as to that cut that we just played, he's telling the truth. He doesn't know how he would find anybody and how to evacuate them if Afghanistan.
He doesn't know how to find Willow the cat.
If Afghanistan's an indicator of his expertise at evacuations.
No, he doesn't accept that report, incidentally, but we'll get to that later. This is how what's going to happen if Russia does invade Ukraine. And again, a sane person, whether you're in politics or not, would have said, I don't want to talk about something that might not happen. I'm not going to answer that question. I don't want to get into hypotheticals. Not Joe, though. Cut seven.
He's smart enough not to, in fact, do anything that would negatively impact on American citizens.
Have you told him that?
Yes.
You've told him that you know, Americans would be a line that they can't cross?
Well, I didn't have to tell him that. I've spoken about that. He knows that. And, you know, it's a little bit...
Okay, so now again, why are you just talking ragtime like this? You ever hear of a word called diplomacy? You know, you speak softly and carry a big stick, as Theodore Roosevelt said. I know his statues have been taken down, but that was an ill-advised move. Cut eight.
What I've asked is, American citizens should leave now. We're dealing with one of the largest armies in the world. This is a very different situation, and things could go crazy quickly.
Imagine Trump saying that. Things could go crazy quickly. Trump predicts things could go crazy quickly. World braces for World War III. Wow. Ugh. But there are domestic issues. For instance, the cost of cancer drugs. Cut 18.
You know, for example, there's cancer drugs that we have here in the United States that cost $14,000 a month.
$14 or $14,000 a month, Brandon? Can we quote you on that one? Now, remember too that. Thursday, when the inflation report came out yesterday, Joe Manchin in West Virginia, the guy who's one of the two senators who blocked Build Back Better, Democrats, called in to a radio station in West Virginia, issued a press release and said, this just shows why we can't have Build Back Better, because it would just make things even worse. And incidentally, if you want to get the real inflation numbers that I was talking about in the first hour, they're at a website called shadowstats.com, shadowstats.com. And just look down. It's about the third or fourth paragraph. It has the real inflation numbers that this guy did if you use the method of of computing them that they used to use before they were trying to finagle the bagel, so to speak. But anyway, he's pretending that nobody knows what's in Build Back Better. Cut 17. He doesn't know, but he thinks the rest of us don't know. Cut 17.
What do you see in Build Back Better that gives you confidence it can still happen? What has changed, if anything?
Well, I don't think anything has changed. It's that people are now realizing what is in Build Back Better.
They're realizing what's in their pocket, and that's a lot less money. They're realizing what's on the shelves of all the stores, and that's a lot less product, whatever you're looking for. They're realizing, how much gasoline costs. And the thing is, he blames everything on car prices. I mean, car prices are through the roof. The big two or three, whatever it is now, have been telling the dealers don't try to jack up the price just because there's shortages. Don't go over the sticker price, or we won't send you any more cars. But it's not like most people buy a new car every year. It's for most people, inflation is not related to the price of cars, although Joe doesn't seem to know that. Cut 14.
Let's look at the reason for the inflation. The reason for the inflation is the supply chains were cut off, meaning that the products, for example, automobiles, the lack of computer chips to be able to build those automobiles so they could function, they need those computer chips. They were not available. So what happens? The number of cars were reduced, the new cars were reduced. It made up at one point one-third the cost of inflation because the price of automobiles were up.
What about the other two-thirds of the cost of inflation? If you use these real statistics, even if you take out the one-third, you still have 10% inflation. Dementia, Joe. 844-500-4242. We'll take your calls when we come back, and we're going to play some cuts from Canada and the truckers' convoy on both sides of the issue, the deep state and the side of the liberty-loving truck drivers, who we support 100%. You've always wondered if the Thunderstorm air purifier works, and this is the best time to find out with BOGO. That's buy one, get one. Officer Mark wrote just last weekend, quote, "I just placed another order with Eden Pure. I bought the BOGO air purifier to expand my use in Shea Mark. What a great product. Just after one day's use, my humble home has clean air scent that is so different from air purifiers that we've tried before. I installed it in our bedroom," that means he plugged it in, "and it is so quiet that it's unnoticeable. My wife and I got a great night's sleep because we could breathe freely without the usual dry desert air feeling that keeps you awake," unquote. Do what Officer Mark and so many other listeners have done and take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer. You buy one and you get one. BOGO is extended just until this Sunday, February 13th. Then it'll be over. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie BOGO. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The nine most terrifying words in the English language are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help."
Howie Carr returns after this.
We gave you a gun, the authority to use it. One is no good without the other. They don't know that out there. So they'll scream blue murder until the next time they need a man with a badge.
Howie Carr.
Our federal debt has now reached more than $30 trillion. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
The LA Rams are 4-point favorites over the Cincinnati Bengals. Who would you bet on?
The Rams.
26% say the Rams.
Ooh, they're going down. All right, by the way, we're sold out of the Aviva Trattoria 110 Grill gift certificates, but still go to our website. We got lots of good stuff at the store, howiecarshow.com. Click on store. You can read my column today about the end of the end of the cult of COVID, or the impending end of the cult of COVID. You can read the Howie's homework, and there's lots of great deals still at the store. HowieCarshow.com. Click on store. 844-500-4242. Joe is one of the dead enders, though, on the masks. He still thinks it's a good idea to wear a mask. Cut one.
The science is saying now that masks work, masks make a difference, and there's a relationship.
Mask work. Cut four.
We're now on the verge of being able to have shots for children under the age of 7 and young children. And
so children over the age of 7 are older children? I still think of an 8-year-old as pretty young myself, but that's just me. But don't worry. By the way, he used to talk about the 17 Nobel laureates who were backing Build Back Better. The last couple weeks, 3 of the Nobel laureates have gone over the wall, or MIA. You know, we're still down to 14. But I think probably by next week we'll be down to 12 or 11. But today it's still 14 today. Cut 15.
When can Americans expect some relief from this soaring inflation?
According to Nobel laureates, 14 of them that contacted me and a number of corporate leaders, it ought to be able to start to taper off as we go through this year.
Can we have the names of those 14 laureates, Nobel laureates? And I, even more significantly, I'd like to know the names of the 3 who have vanished from your campaign, your stump speech, which is what that was last night. One more to play. Cut two.
And because there is a relationship between the number of cases you have in your community and the need for wear masks.
What's the word after he used after relationship?
And because there is a relationship peeing.
Relationship peeing? Okay. Cape Cod Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Cape Cod Mike.
Howie, I'm going to tell you, my son the other day just said to me, he goes, you know, Dad, you're the Radar O'Reilly of the Cape. When we need equipment or materials, you seem to find it. And I'm like, you know, Stetson, we're at the point where Joey just said a generator fell off the back of a truck. You can't get anything. You really have to be smart and put yourself into the field to try to reinvent things, because that you can't get piping. You can't get a fuel pump.
What are you doing? How do you get around the fact that there's things?
I'm MacGyvering things and I'm making it work, but I have never seen anything like this. I we had to retool. We're looking for new trucks. It's impossible. Nobody has any inventory. I'm paying $30,000 more for an F-550 than I would have paid last year. It's out of control.
And the real inflation rate, according to these, if you compute the statistics the way they used to be computed before they were trying to cover up the inflation rate, the real inflation rate last month was close to 16% for the second month in a row. 15.63%. And you can't get anything. But that's one reason why their prices are through the roof. And he says, oh, if we just spend trillions more dollars on nothing, the rate will come down. Is he insane? Yes, he is. Yeah, I mean, insane is not the right word. He's not all there.
Breaking news, the U.S. is sending 3,000 combat troops to Poland.
How many are we sending to the Rio Grande Valley? Yeah. I'm a lot more worried about the other invasion. I don't care about the Russians moving into Ukraine or not moving into Ukraine. Ridiculous. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242, 617. No wonder Hillary is thinking of running again. She listens to this stumble bum and thinks anybody can be president. Obviously, she's going to make a big speech in New York. Lay off the Chardonnay this weekend, Hillary. That's my advice for you. Makes you a little bloated in the face, you know? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. So Diamond and Silk, you know them, the political commentators, the sisters. They're on Newsmax now, and they tweet out some pretty funny stuff. I think I mentioned this yesterday, but I found the exact tweet here. This was from 2 days ago. So the Biden administration wanted to give illegal aliens $450,000 apiece, but black folks, you get crack pipes. That sums it up, I think. And now they're trying to walk that one back, too. Oh, no, we didn't. It was just part of the kit to have the crack pipe in it. And, of course, we want equity. We want equity. So, of course, we're going to make sure that they're going to go out to disadvantaged communities. But that doesn't mean that Hunter can't get a free crack pipe if he wants. There's plenty of free crack pipes to go around. There's $30 million. 844-500-4242. I just want to read you a story here before we go back to the phone line. So this is a story that I didn't want it to get too old. This is from PJ Media. There's been another hate crime. Southern Illinois University, I believe they're called the Salukis. Southern Illinois University, a black female student discovered sticky notes scrawled with racist messages on her dormitory door. Students were in an uproar. This was 3 weeks ago, less than 3 weeks ago. Students were unslackable in their thirst to expel and ruin the person or persons responsible. Protests ensued. Local news covered the student protest, calling for the scalp of a, quote, white female student who was at that point the subject of an investigation. You know where this is going, but still it's worth mentioning. The head of the Black Student Union demanded that she be kicked out before the results of the investigation were even completed because, quote, I feel like she shouldn't be on campus, period, because you threatened to lynch students on this campus. Okay. Guess what happened? Yeah, you know what happened. The perpetrator, it seems, is also the victim. Authorities have charged Kala Yahi.
I'm shocked.
Kaliyeha, Kali Yeha, I guess it is, Kali Yeha, Clark Mabens, with 3 counts of disorderly conduct for reporting a hate crime. She stirred up the campus with a hoax and created division among the community. A fellow student's reputation was sullied because she was wrongly accused. Her peers wanted her expelled. Where does she go to get her reputation back? By the way, the investigation of the fake hate crime, it involved not only the campus police, but the Madison County State's Attorney's Office, that's in Edwardsville, Illinois, and the U.S. Secret Service agent. And they analyzed the handwriting on the notes. A closedchange.org petition calls for the expulsion of 2 suspected white co-eds. A black teen and her sister has had their lives threatened by some white teens on campus and have had no justice, a user by the name of Justice for Us stated.
It was Tuesday, July 28th. It was warm in Los Angeles. We were working the day watch at a bunco detail.
Out of race hoax crimes detail. The College Fix asked the head of the Black Student Union for comment, but when the phone didn't ring, they knew it was the guy who'd been demanding the expulsion of the white students. One other thing here. This was from American Greatness. It's a pretty good column. During Super Bowl week, remember Edwin Jackson's life and death. Edwin Jackson, you probably don't remember him. I didn't remember him. He was a linebacker for the Colts, the Indianapolis Colts, 26 years old when he was killed 4 years ago. along with his Uber driver, Jeffrey Monroe, during a traffic accident in Indiana. While the two stood on the shoulder of a road, I guess their car, Uber had broken down. A Ford F-150 pickup truck veered into the emergency lane, colliding with the two American citizens, killing them instantly. The pickup truck driver, you know where this is going to, Manuel Orego Zavala, is an illegal alien whose blood alcohol level was three times the legal limit. The illegal from Guatemala tried to flee the scene on foot.
Compliments on the hyphen.
Sure you would, yeah.
Origa Zavala. He was deported in 2007 and 2009 after arrest in San Francisco. He had a prior conviction for driving under the influence. He was ultimately sentenced in 2018, later that year, to a maximum of 16 years in prison after agreeing to plead guilty of two counts of operating a motor vehicle with a blood alcohol level of 0.15 or more. That's twice the legal limit in most states. So why has the press forgotten Edwin Jackson? He's a black guy, you know. I don't know about the driver, but Edwin Jackson, the linebacker for the Colts, was a black guy. And that's the whole point of the story of American greatness. In the Acela Corridor's groupthink bubble, reporting on stories about innocent people being killed by criminal illegal aliens is frowned upon, maybe even racist. But you better believe that if a young African-American man like Jackson had died as a result of a traffic stop altercation with a police officer, his would be a household name to this day. That's not what happened in this incident, however, because he died as the result of a criminal negligence of a drunk driving illegal alien who never should have been in this country in the first place. Why was a twice deported illegal alien with a previous drunk driving conviction able to drive drunk in Indiana? Why doesn't the government make a greater priority of keeping previously deported illegal aliens out of the country? While elected leaders give passionate defenses defending the rights of racial minorities, particularly blacks, they will quickly discard individuals in these groups if they happen to be killed by illegal aliens. This can be seen in the cases of Jackson, the linebacker, Jamail Shaw III. We've had his father on. He was killed as part of a gang initiation walking home from a football practice in L.A. And Cheston Edwards. I don't even know who he is, I'm sorry to say. There were no activist-driven protests in their memories, and the media would have ignored them if there were. The most frustrating part of this story is that all these deaths were easily preventable. They simply required politicians to enforce the immigration laws currently on the books, protect our borders, deport those here illegally, especially those with criminal records. If just those two were followed, we might be celebrating Edwin Jackson's still active football career instead of remembering a life cut short. That was a good story. 844-500-4242. There's a story in the New York Post today. Texas man kills sister he was sleeping with after he caught her sleeping with another man. So I read into the story. This is in El Paso, and it turns out Texas man is, in fact, Guatemala man, like the guy who killed this pro football linebacker. He had come here at an early age. He'd never become a U.S. citizen. He was apparently here legally, but he was not a U.S. citizen. He was a Guatemalan, and he found out he had a sister back in Guatemala, invited her up and began sleeping with her, and then she decided to start going out with somebody else, and he killed her. Now he becomes Texas man for the mainstream media, even the New York Post. 844-500-4242. Toby, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Toby.
Howie, you tell me that inflation's only at 15%. I'm trying to build a house, and it's a heck of a lot higher than 15% if you can get to the 5. So I'm in New Hampshire, so we have Eversource. That's the only place that can hook up your power.
Right.
I'm trying to get a transformer to get power hooked up, and have been for about 6 months. Last week, Eversource told me that have to wait until COVID's over, and so that's pretty open-ended, if you ask me.
You know what? Did Spanish flu ever end? And that started over 100 years ago. I don't think it ever has technically ended. A virus doesn't end, does it?
I don't think it does. So I guess, does that mean I never get power?
I You know, I don't want to depress you, Toby, but I think that's the logical answer. I think they were giving you the runaround, though. That's the good news. They were just giving you the runaround. They obviously don't have any Transformers, right?
Absolutely. So, I mean, like, if you can get the supplies, inflation's a heck of a lot more than 15%.
Right.
I mean,
no, I know.
It is absolutely insane.
Again, they're the government's official policy or their statement is that their line, I guess is what you'd say, their line is the inflation is 7.5%. According to these people who do the numbers using the old way of computing, the legit way of computing, it's almost 16%. And Toby is saying, you know, if you're in need of certain types of products, it's a lot more than 15 or 16%. Thanks for the call, Toby. PB, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, PB.
Hey, H, I'll keep it quick for you. Hello's from the great town of Deerfield today. I just want to let you know, this whole market adjustment for cars and whatnot, saw Honda CR-V usually around the $35,000 mark. Market adjustment, $40,000 more.
How much?
$40,000 more. So you're looking at about $80,000, $95,000.
Wait a second. They doubled the price.
Doubled the price.
How can they do that? I mean, who's going to spend that kind of money? What was it? A Honda? You said?
Honda CR-V.
$80,000 for any kind of Honda. That's absurd.
That's ridiculous. I looked at the high end market too. They're going same route. G-Wagon from Mercedes, the high-end luxury vehicle SUV, they're packing on another $150,000 to a $100,000 vehicle there.
What are you saying, Taylor?
Where are you getting that price? I'm not seeing that price here.
I saw it on the internet a couple days back. They're all out of whack. All the prices. Chevy,
I mean,
too.
I know they're out of whack, but it doesn't seem like they've doubled.
I've got a 2022 Honda CR-V here, MSRP from $26,400.
Yeah. I don't know, PB. I know you're in Deerfield, my old hometown, but I don't know about that. Guido, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Guido.
Last night I caught a clip on, you know, one of the major networks, and they put Kamala in charge of dealing with Putin?
Yeah. Yeah, she took time out from. She's doing such a stellar job as border czar that they've decided to send her over to Ukraine, and now they're they're predicting. Let me look at the headline here in the New York Post. I just had it up a moment ago. U.S. expects Russia to invade Ukraine next week. Warns Americans to flee the country. Putin to pounce. That's the headline. Putin to pounce.
Joe Biden allegedly has a call with Putin tomorrow.
Well, now there's nothing to worry about. Everyone can sleep well tonight. Good Lord. Thanks, Guido. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Hey, how you doing, Howie Carr? This, the Vice President, Harry Kamala, came to Newark for the lead pipe. A lot of people die cancer. I know my supervisor died cancer almost 8 years ago because of the lead pipe. He also, three sisters, my boss, died of cancer.
It could be the lead pipe, but it could be something else, too. You know, I mean, there's all kinds of environmental causes for cancer, and it could be, you know, you could be leading the healthiest lifestyle of all. And if, you know, if your number's up, your number's up. Right, Mr. Garcia? I thought she was going to Ukraine, by the way. She was in Newark today?
Yeah, I'm here in Newark.
Did she see T-Bone?
No, I think the mayor talking with Kamala Harris.
Oh, my goodness. A couple of buttes, as they say. Thanks for the call, Mr. Garcia. Have a good weekend. Best to Dutch the pit bull. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is a superb dental architect. When it comes to dentistry, he's the best at what he does. He fixes your teeth, your smile, but what he really does is build the self-confidence of all his patients. It's a cliche, but you only get one chance to make a good first impression. And when you have a smile that you are proud of, it builds confidence in your professional life and your personal life. The better you look, the better you feel, and that helps every aspect of your life, every interaction you have daily. If you're not afraid to smile, every other part of life becomes so much easier. It's a new year, and you have the opportunity to make 2022 the year for a new you. Have you thought about Perfect Smiles for years but never called? If you've been procrastinating on any kind of dental work for the last couple of years, don't wait any longer. The longer you wait, the more of a hassle it's going to be to get your mouth back in working order. Whatever you need done, Perfect Smiles is the very best place to go. I'm coming back to Massachusetts next month, and I'm going to make sure that I stop at Perfect Smiles. I always do when I get back to New England. This year, take care of yourself, too. You deserve it. Call Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. They are conveniently located off Route 3 and have plenty of parking. You can reach them at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile, change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie will be right back after a quick trip to the Redemption Center. He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
No brag, just fact.
Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. I want to play that CNN cut from last night about Canada. This is a Canadian correspondent for CNN. Paula Newton is her name. I think she used to work for one of those lefty Canadian networks, maybe CTV, and now she works for CNN. And listen to what she calls Old Glory, the American flag. Cut 12.
We have seen hate symbols. We have seen the Confederate flag. We have seen many American flags. We have seen swastikas. And that is why Justin Trudeau now says, look, we cannot set the precedent of negotiating with these people.
That's right. You heard that right. The Confederate flag, the American flag, swastikas. That's why we cannot negotiate with these people. And the American flag is now a symbol of hate, as far as CNN is concerned. I mean, this is another reason to be angry. I mean, but nothing's going to happen to her, just like nothing happened to Jeffrey Toobin. Elizabeth, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Elizabeth.
Hi, Howie. I'm calling because I believe it was Joe Biden on the Lester Holt interview that tried to come up with some cockamamie idea about why the supply chain has been interrupted. The reason the supply chain has been interrupted was because it was supplementing their incomes. People didn't feel the need to go back to work anymore. Anthony Fauci was saying you got to stay masked, the mask mandate, the vaccine mandate. All of the above are the reason why we have supply chain issues and the lack of truckers. And God bless those truckers in Canada for doing what they're doing, because unless people stand up and dig their heels in, this is never going to change.
I couldn't agree with you more, Elizabeth. You're right. I mean, and again, this, the fact is they didn't need to keep throwing all this money at the problem. They were giving people excuses not to work while they were filling their pockets with dollars that were worth less and less and less. And this is why you increase supply while you make sure that no one who wouldn't normally be working is working. And the other thing too is, all of the white collar, or a lot of the white collar people, they've been telecommuting. They've been working from home. And the blue collar people, like the truck drivers, like the people who work in the grocery stores and stock the shelves, they've still had to go to work every day. And they're the ones that are being crushed by this inflation, I don't know what you'd call them, the chattering classes, the pajama boys, they're not suffering in the least here. These have been career years for a lot of people who haven't had to go to work. Ugh, it's just so unfair. And now the truckers are being attacked. in Canada and here as well. Soon enough, I'm Howie Carr.